Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
That phrase, that's his Achilles heel. Are Achilles heels weak?
I think
you know, you've heard the phrase.
I think it's the tendons or whatever.
Is this medical corner?
Connect to the heel, right?
No, and but that, no. In literature, the so-and-so, that was his Achilles heel, driving a cab or whatever. There's a phrase.
Part of the heel, isn't it? The Achilles.
No, let me try one more
time.
Where
does it snap? Achilles right above the heel, right?
I'm looking up the meaning or why that.
Well, Achilles was a Greek god, was he not?
Now you're getting closer to what I'm talking about.
He was a Greek god, yes.
Okay, but something
happens.
You're said to have an Achilles heel. You know, my Achilles heel is chocolate or something, you know. Yeah. What?
This is from...
Yeah.
Oxford Languages. The Achilles heel of the case of nuclear power remains the issue of the disposal of waste, right? That would be the Achilles heel.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's the weakness or the vulnerable point.
Okay.
The weakness or the vulnerable point.
Obviously, that exists...
In football.
In football. And
Aaron Rodgers and Kirk went out the same way.
Yes,
nobody
touched
him.
Just kind of running along.
She goes when she wants to, apparently.
Some non-medical experts have told me, though, that thing gets weaker and weaker and weaker, and you don't really know it, and all of a sudden, whoops, there
boom.
She goes.
Boom.
And that's the way it
is. I heard a guy on the radio say it looks like a piece of rope, and when she goes, it looks like a bowl of spaghetti.
Okay. Well, somebody knows more about it.
You know what? The irony, too, is he was really playing well.
He played extremely well against San Francisco, which has proven to be grossly overrated.
Yeah.
And then, and he was good yesterday against a really bad Packer team. And they once again, they should have scored more in the first half than they did. They get down in there and screwed up a couple of times, but they still end up getting 27 points. Yeah. So we're in high dungeon here about trying to figure out. What to do next, and I would guess that they're going to play Jaren Hall on Sunday in Atlanta, the rookie backup, and then this Nick Mullins will be ready to go, and I don't think they're going to go out and do anything. Do you, Reavers?
No. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, is there anything to be done? Is there anybody available?
You can go Carson Wentz. You could bring him in.
Andy Dalton was the hot rumor on social media from the Carolinas.
People are just making that up.
I don't.
I mean, they could, but all those changes can be made. These aren't guys you got to trade for. You know, these things can be made in a couple of weeks if it doesn't work out.
You know who the other quarterback is? Someone on the practice squad, Tanner Morgan. He was on the Vikings practice squad.
Okay.
Wasn't he the Gophers guy?
I looked
for about
up
9 years, yes.
Now, Jaren Hall is a rookie, Joe, right?
Yeah.
He's one of those Mormon fellas.
Didn't they draft him?
Yes, they did in fifth round. But he's one of those Mormon fellas. So it took him a little while to get out of college.
Yeah.
He's 25 and a half.
Oh.
He is, you've heard of this C.J. Stroud, who's a very good rookie for Houston?
Mm-hmm.
He's 3.5 years older than C.J. Stroud, our rookie, and Stroud, he's a year older than Justin Fields, who's been playing his second year as a And he's 7 months older than Jordan Love, who played yesterday, and this is his fourth season. No, he's not very good at all. But I'm trying to say is this is not your average rookie because he's old. He's inexperienced, but he's old.
He can rent a car.
Yeah. Oh, God, right. Yes. Yeah, he can rent a car. Doesn't even have the mom standing next to him. So, you know, you moved him up to second team. Mullins supposedly had a bad back. He had a sore back. I think they used that to make a roster spot for somebody else, right? And he's a guy, he's like a veteran backup that will probably play the week after next if Hale Hall doesn't play well in Atlanta. But they're going down to play an Atlanta team quarterbacked by former Viking great Tyler Heinicke, who was a backup here for a few years. So, anyway.
The kid for the Bears is not a... Didn't pan out the second game he played. Just
Badgett.
No, I didn't watch much of that last night.
It wasn't much to watch.
No, it was. They got
baseballs back tonight.
Yes,
it's been a fun series.
Yeah, how about those? That was a hell of a game on Friday.
Yeah, it was.
And how about those Diamondbacks though?
Yeah.
Wow, I got to call manager Gardenhire, Ron Gardenhire, because when he got fired, the Twins basically only interviewed two people, right? Molitor and Torrey Lobello, who was a bench coach in Boston. And they really liked Lobello, but they were kind of committed to Paul. And then the next year, he went to Arizona. He got hired by Arizona, and he has survived there for 8 seasons. Even though they lost 100 games 2 years ago, they've had a lot of lousy seasons. And it's kind of weird that he was allowed to survive. And in most markets, they get antsy. But Gardy was his bench coach in 2016. He went down there and served as his bench coach. Then he got prostate cancer, I believe, halfway through the year. And they ended up, you know, they were really nice to him, the Diamondbacks. And he missed about half the season and then came back. But Gardy, he could have replaced Gardy, and then Gardy went to work for him for a year as a bench coach. And then he got the Detroit job, Gardy. So, but that was also when Gardenhire said, I have I got a house in Fort Myers that my son is living in, and I got a house in Lake Elmo that my daughter's living in, and I'm renting a condo from Morneau in Arizona, because Arizona, Morneau, when he was having spring training there, bought himself a condo down in Phoenix. So Gardy owned two houses and was paying rent to one of his former players, Morneau. But he really liked the guy, but Lobello has managed to survive through some bad times down there.
They got a good young roster, too.
They are good, man. They're spunky, and they play different than... Now, they've hit some home runs, but they don't sit around and wait for home runs like most other teams.
I was an observer, but I freaking love Corbin Carroll. I love everything about his game. Yeah. The kid hustles. He's a five-tool player. And I like the energy he plays with. He is so much fun to watch.
Yeah, he can create hell for you, too.
Who's the Ranger that got in a fight a week ago Friday night?
Garcia. Adonis.
I don't think he hustles.
No, but he about once a game, he doesn't have to.
He doesn't have to. You're right.
But there's a great photo, Joe, of him and the Tampa Rays outfielder, Randy Arozarena.
Yeah.
However you pronounce his name.
Rosarina.
And all it says is, look away, Cardinals fans. The Cardinals had both of those guys
really?
In double A. And
really?
One of them they traded and one of them...
They're both Cuban, right?
Yeah. But they were in the same outfield with the Cardinals double A team.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm worried about St. Louis, by the way.
Yep.
Greatest baseball town in America.
Yep.
Got a new soccer team that... They got a new soccer team that won its whatever they got conference, and then they won a playoff game. And they got an arena that they got a stadium that looks like it's soccer specific, like this one. I sure as hell hope St. Louis doesn't turn in. Now they had soccer way back when,
yeah,
not pro, but they were kind of a good grassroots soccer program. But let's not turn that into
always
soccer
been a time. Wonderful baseball.
Oh
town.
God, it's been the in this fact, year. They had a lot of no shows. Obviously,
I was there in April. Is that the place they built that's by the Union Depot there, right off the freeway?
I don't know where it is.
I think that's where it is.
Now, didn't they have two teams at one point, and one of them became Baltimore?
The Browns became the Orioles, yes.
Two teams in St. Louis.
Wow. Bill Veeck owned the Browns and was the guy who sold them to Baltimore. Yeah. He wanted to move the team to Baltimore as the owner. And
where he lived.
The other American League owners hated him so much. Yeah. Because he promoted.
Right.
I mean, National League owners wouldn't let him move. Let him move the team, so he just sold it to Baltimore then. But, yeah, they had two teams. And, in fact, the St. Louis Cardinals, in their infancy, going back to the 1880s, you know, in the mm-hmm. National League, were the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And then they became the Cardinals. And then later, when they got the American League team, they named them the Browns and whatever the hell that was.
I think they went to Baltimore in 1954.
Can you pull your mic closer to your...
Yes. Me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, look out. It's flip-flopping
that?
There,
that's much better.
I have a Gopher football question.
You know what? I really feel... I look over there. This guy's taller than me. And I'm looking over at this short little figure over here.
He likes to slouch.
People are commenting.
Not only slouch.
I have to sit up.
But the chair is low. You got the low chair. I like the high chair.
The chair is the way it is for me to use this desk.
Okay.
But, Patrick, I know how much you love the mayor's foils.
Yes.
And so earlier today, we were having a bit of a technical issue to try to get Kenny Olson dialed into the broadcast, and I kept... You know, we could hear Kenny, but Kenny, for some reason, couldn't hear us. So what Joe tried to do was get the mic way down, and he put his head damn near hitting the table.
Kenny, you hear me?
I said, Joe, he can't hear us. Stop wasting your time. But he thought he was helping.
Yeah, well,
he thought he was helping.
We're trying to help. These modern times kind of confuse some of us
old fellas.
Yeah. So anyway, I interrupted you for one of the few times in our 40 years. In our 40 years. Together, I interrupted you.
The Gophers have no business wearing black uniforms.
They don't.
What is this?
I don't know.
Is this a flex deal?
They say the players like it. Who
I don't
says
care.
The players like
well,
it?
Well, plus, who cares?
Who
That's not your color.
No.
They're
no.
maroon and gold. What is with this black uniform?
Culture.
I don't like it.
They say the. Now, I was making fun of it. And Dave Thorson, who's, you know, been around mm-hmm. forever, and he's assistant coach, he says, it's true. Some of the recruits want to know what the uniforms look like.
You're kidding.
No. So that's a little frightening. Yeah, okay. I really like everything about the school, but what color of underwear am I going to use when I'm out there?
What are you wearing on a night or an afternoon?
Yeah, it is so stupid.
Well, they can't wear black. It's not their color.
No, it's not in the
not in the rule book.
It's boring, too.
You have Phil Knight to blame for all of this.
Oh, yes, yeah. Nike says wear these. Because here's the problem. Your real hardcores already have maroon stuff or gold stuff.
Yes.
Now we're trying to get them to buy. You can probably get a black jersey.
I don't like
if
it.
You want some.
I don't like it.
I don't either. I don't approve. And as I've said, in fact, I was ripping it on Twitter saying, as a University of Minnesota attendee, I always have to say attendee. I cannot claim any sort of alma mater there, but I think an alma mater, you got to graduate.
Home to Illinois Saturday.
Illinois is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And Brett Bielema, who has never lost to the Gophers, he's
that true?
7-0 as the Badger coach and 2-0 as the Illinois coach, I believe.
Wow.
He ate a building since last year. Have you seen him?
No.
He got to be pushing four bills.
You're kidding.
He's 350 at least. He's just
ate
enormous.
A building.
He's just enormous. Last year it looked like he was down a little, and he's a family man. He's got young kids, and God Almighty, he's gigantic. It's unbelievable. And they're terrible, too.
So they'll win that game, then we have Purdue, right, after that?
Yes, they're terrible. You know who's the best team in the West? Nebraska, but they've screwed around with that bad quarterback a couple of games. And since they changed quarterbacks, they got the best talent. But
I think I said this when they hired Rhule. I said he's going to put together a good program there.
The Gophers already beat them though, so if they both end up 6-3, the Gophers would be the West champion. Get to go show those Buckeyes or Michigan. Cheating Michigan. We now know why Michigan beat us by 42, Joe.
Well, they were stealing
our signs. Yeah, they didn't. We were going to trick them, and then they already knew what we were going to do there, so they beat them. By the way, Wall Street Journal, which is for some reason has been all over this Michigan sign-stealing story, reports today that Michigan took their offer to Harbaugh for an extension off the table.
Really?
Because of this, they're embarrassed by the sign-stealing scandal. Even though it's not against NCAA rules, but it's considered unsportsmanlike, I guess.
How do you steal a sign?
You get a sign.
You go, the guy uses his phone to videotape the sidelines, goes to the game. He must have a super-duper phone to pick it up across the way. Because you got to be on the other side of the field.
You do have to be on the other side.
He's in the stands, and then he, and then the best part is, Harbaugh saying, "I don't know anything about this. I don't know." Then they got the video of him standing next to the guy standing next to Harbaugh during the games. This ex-Army guy who he hired as
secret ops,
basically a CIA guy. He's got standing next to him.
Never seen that guy before in my life.
No, what is it? My concentration is so intense. I don't even know who's standing next to me during the game. So this is, it's some people are making a huge deal out of it though. But they say because Michigan's so good and they're probably going to be a playoff team that they'll probably put off a final decision on this till next year.
Did the black uniforms have any maroon or gold accents?
I don't believe so. No.
Well, this is wrong.
You're really letting
I'm
this
really
bother
bothered
you.
By this.
That would be like St. Thomas wearing red.
Right. They're a blue and white team. Right.
Let's wear red, just like the Johnnies do. You know?
What is that color in Thomas? Is that purple?
Purple, yeah.
Purple and white.
Purple, white, yeah.
How are the Tommies this year?
They just beat Marist. Marist.
They beat Marist like a bloody stump, man. They killed Marist. They had a bad game at Drake. They got lit up. But they're still 4-1 or something.
The boys and I took in Mankato State versus hated Southwest State. Uh-huh. Southwest State's having one win this year.
Yeah.
And the pregame basically consisted of how much the Southwest fans could drink before they walked into Blakesley.
Really? Do we have a few Southwest fans?
The visiting parking lot was about 3/4 full for the game.
Wow.
So.
Well, you know, the coach there is at Southwest now is the coach who lost his job when St. Cloud State dropped football.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
They
hired him. I think this is his second year there.
They gave him a scare for about a quarter, and then Mankato took over.
Corey Sauter was the coach there, and he got let go.
Gotcha.
So. I have big problems with our Wild.
You should.
Well, they don't.
Well, we're always talking about our noble effort that we put in.
They don't shoot enough. They screw around with the puck too much. Mm-hmm. Go to the net. Good things happen when you shoot. They don't shoot enough.
What's wrong with the Ruski?
He'll look to pass before he shoots.
Mm-hmm. We want him shooting.
He's too charitable.
They're supposed to be passing
shoot.
It. They're supposed to be passing it to him.
They
not
screw
vice
around.
Versa.
They keep confusing puck possession with quality play. That's not the way it works. Shoot the puck.
How long is it going to take the Flower to get 5 wins?
It'll take them a while at this rate.
I think it's time to.
They'll get them.
They're committed to the Flower, but the Flower's only going to play 40% of the time, and you're only going to win 1 out of every 3. It's going to take a while.
Yeah.
And they got the. I think you give the Flower till New Year's Day and say, if you don't get the 5 before then, we're calling up the phenom from Des Moines, Wallstedt, or whatever his name is.
I gave a kid last night the test on, give me the history of the New Jersey Devils, and he couldn't do it, and he's pretty good on sports.
Okay.
They were the Kansas City Scouts, and the Colorado Rockies, then the New Jersey Devils.
I see.
There wasn't a Cleveland stop in there.
Nope.
The Cleveland Barons became us, but then did Cleveland have another team or not?
If they did, I don't think it had anything to do with the Devils.
That league is in a little... Now, we got the Phoenix problem because they don't have a new arena yet.
They got a little Aldrich arena.
But that league is a little more solid foundation than they had there for a few years. Mm-hmm. You want a team? Okay, Winnipeg, we stole your team, but you can have them back because Atlanta don't give a damn about hockey. So supposedly Phoenix is going to go to Houston, though. That's the hot rumor.
I would rather see them go back to Quebec.
They're not going
back. Or Hamilton.
They're not going to either of those places.
Don't think. The hockey hotbed of Houston? I could see that.
Yeah,
they had a WHA team.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Okay,
Arrows, I think.
If you come and win, they'll be happy. Florida all of a sudden because they made the finals is a miracle. Well,
Tampa is one of the hockey hotbeds of the United States.
Yeah, they're producing players. Yeah. They got junior team. Yeah. The Tampa owner's fantastic, mm-hmm. though. He's invested a lot in junior hockey down there, and I told you. They give $50,000 to a fan's charity before every game.
Oof.
The fan, they pick out some fan, you register for it, and they get the fan down there at center ice after the first period, I think. And, every game. And during the lockout, when there would have been games, they went to somebody's house.
Really?
Some fan's house and gave away $50,000 to their charity. Now the guy's a billionaire and he can.
Yeah.
And he's created a city down there where that arena is. Yeah.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah. Well,
that's amazing. I didn't know they did every day.
What's his name? I did a piece on him.
Who owns the Florida team? That art dealer? Who am I thinking of that owns the Panthers?
Oh, I don't know who owns the Panthers.
Who had a surprising run last year?
Yes, even though they're stuck out there next to the turnpike in the middle of nowhere.
God.
Yeah, terrible. But that got some people in the stands anyway.
So who's pitching tonight, Scherzer?
Yeah, I don't like Texas' chances.
And former Mankato Moondog Brandon Pfaadt.
Yeah,
he is pitching.
A Mankato, and he has a Minnesota connection.
I believe he's
some other way.
Either engaged to or married to a Mankato gal.
I thought I read that somewhere.
He
also has family links going back.
Oh.
And Ginkle, the pitcher, the reliever, Ginkle's dad, Mounds View High graduate, and then moved out to San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we love the local
angle. And his granddaddy was a longtime teacher at Mounds View High. He's a local.
He's local.
I put that on my Twitter account, and then I said, take that, Sid.
I saw that. That's the kind of thing he loved.
Oh, he loved that. His aunt once married, lived in Bemidji or some damn thing. We were in the internal search for the local angle. he's one of our boys when he comes in. There's Ginkle. There's our guy.
Was it you that used that yesterday with trying to recruit Brady to now replace Cousins?
Yes.
Go call up Grandma.
The Browerville relatives call him and say, come on, let's go. Come on back here.
Because it was his grandma, right? Wasn't it his grandma?
No, his mother is a Browerville girl.
His mother was. Okay, gotcha.
You know, he's nuts enough to might do it.
God.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, that would be a pretty good coup, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Do they try the rest of the year, or do they just say, the hell with it, let's get a draft choice?
They're trying. Joe, look at the schedule.
They're 4-4.
Look at the schedule the next four games.
Yeah.
Quarterback being anywhere competent, they're better than the next four teams are playing, right, Reavers? Atlanta.
And then we go New Orleans. And then we come
home. New Orleans is here, right?
No, you're right. We go
at Atlanta, home.
Then we come home to New Orleans. That's what it is.
Which is mediocre.
And then we have a bye in there somewhere, too, don't we?
Yeah, they got a bye, and then they got the Bears coming in. No, before the bye, they got a late bye after the 12th game. And they got four easy ones before that. So You know, they could be 7-5. Hell, if you're 7-5, you're going to the playoffs now.
I apologize. I have been distracted by Brandon Fatt's girlfriend. And
oh,
she
really?
Is not. She's from Louisville. She is not from.
She's from Louisville?
Yeah.
So when would it be been pitching in Louisville that he met her?
That's where he's from originally. He went to high school in Louisville. Then he pitched for the Moondogs in 2018.
Give him the spelling of that name, would you please?
P-F-A-A-D-T.
And both the P
Fad.
And the T are silent.
Right.
So it's Fad.
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 Yeah. Right.
Why don't they just spell it Fad? Get rid of the P and the T. Just drop it.
That's what he gave him.
What, is he Asian kid?
No.
What is that?
But he's been...
Dutch?
He's been the secret of their success in the postseason. He was mediocre as hell during the regular season, and now he's been pitching great. Just throwing it hard and taking his chances. So
we pronounce it in our house. That's how we pronounce it in our house.
Right. Oh, here he comes. I wonder if there's any Fads in the state of Minnesota. I wonder if
not sure.
I don't know. I bet there's somebody playing town ball some damn place.
Speaking of former Twins, your guy Bob Nightingale, I don't know if he reported or if he just kind of threw this against the wall that Angels owner Artie Moreno wants Torrey Hunter to be the next manager of the
Los
Angeles. He loves Torrey Hunter.
Torrey Hunter is going to stay in Texas and make loads of money selling barbecue. He don't need that.
Did his kid make it somewhere?
He's a businessman.
Didn't his Torrey's kid?
He got drafted. I don't think he's made it.
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you mean selling barbecue?
He's got a barbecue, a tender barbecue something. He's got about six stores that are going.
You're kidding? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, he's got. I think he started in Austin, San Antonio, and he's expanding like crazy, and they're very popular. And I texted him twice and he hasn't responded. I said, we need barbecue. And you got this great big building behind left field that's got the main floor devoted to restaurants and, you know, other commercial stuff. Let's get the tender barbecue in the
That's a hell of an idea.
But he hasn't responded.
Hmm.
I'm trying to. He probably likes paying Texas taxes instead of Minnesota taxes.
Fighting chance,
That's probably
this state's very unfriendly to a guy who wants to open a barbecue business.
Yeah, and the rent and that thing. Boy, I sure wish I had some money.
Yeah.
Would that be nice?
What would you do? Four grand a month. What would you do with it?
I'd go rent.
Oh, something. To live there, you mean?
Live there. Yeah, it'd be great.
You wouldn't even need a baseball ticket.
You just go out and look in the deck. Although, of course, at those altitudes there, I'd have to sit in the back.
Yeah, I'd be afraid.
I'd open the windows and then I'd be back like in my head would be up against the wall saying, I'm not going to go up there and lean on the balcony.
Oh. Gives me the elevator stomach.
Just what if it's not made to hold a guy of my ample amplitude? It would not be good because that'd be a long.
Is that the building that's just keeps getting bigger back there?
Yeah, still growing. I don't know. 30-some stories. 32, I think it's going to end up being.
Oh,
it's amazing.
You need to ask Patrick about the hockey. Did you guys already talk about the hockey player while I was editing?
We did.
Don't think it's Ron Zanussi, though.
No.
That's what everybody else says.
Well, who'd he play for?
The North Stars.
No, this was a Philadelphia Flyer.
Wow.
I think it was Philadelphia play, and he skated to the bench with the spurting going on.
The spurting was
coming out.
Wow.
He lived. He didn't die.
I talked to Louie today, and Louie says, we got to get neck guards.
Well, they have them.
Yeah.
The players don't want to wear them.
No, and I think the youth doesn't wear them either, do they?
I bet they will now.
Yeah. Here's my problem. The youth, when you played youth hockey, you probably had a nice pair of $8 skates, right, that you had to, you know, sharpen every 5 minutes. These kids are skating around on $300 knives now, you know, and they... I think there's amazing it doesn't happen more often with the hundreds of thousands of kids that are playing hockey.
It's not as uncommon as you think. It happens.
Gets nicked.
But not to this extent.
It was a carotid artery or the
jugular. Almost looks as though the opposing player lifted his leg way up in the air to capture the guy's neck. Mm. But I'm unprepared to say he did that intentionally. No.
And I think we also can surmise that hockey in Britain is a foreign sport, and they maybe not where they were not prepared for.
You're echoing what I said earlier. I had the feeling they weren't medically ready for this.
No. Well, they said they had to ask the people to get out of the, you know,
they panicked.
They asked the traffic around there to.
Yeah.
I don't know how they asked them, but to get an ambulance there. There was nobody.
And the British tabloids either don't have photographs of the horrible mess this became,
or they're
showing unbelievable restraint, which I don't believe they show restraint.
They don't, but they must be. Yeah. Well, it's they put it on online, and I'm not watching it, but other people are.
I'm not watching it either. I saw the video.
Well, I showed you the video this
morning.
That's it.
That's all I'm going to watch.
Right.
Because that doesn't show me any devastation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does show an intentional act by the...
It appears to.
Yeah.
It appears to.
Oh, man, I'd hate to see that, if that would be...
I won't give you detail, but it looks like the other player intentionally tried to... He lifted his leg to Johnson's...
Like a karate kick.
Like almost like a karate kick to Johnson's neck. It's pretty bad, and this guy's going to be in a lot of trouble, I'd imagine. And we were informed that police are investigating the matter.
Yeah, so that could be...
What's Johnson doing over there? Just trying to prolong his career?
Yeah, he just loves the game, and, you know, he played in other European countries. But
do these guys make
obviously
money?
Obviously, he's now down at the lowest level, but they probably get him a place to live and play him, pay him nothing. He's not getting rich, but he loves to play.
Sure.
And he, what, played 13 games with the Penguins?
Scored his only goal here, I think. Didn't he?
His first goal of his career was against the Wild.
Yeah.
But what, he just couldn't cut it with the Penguins? I mean, he's a great player, but that's how good the NHL is.
Yeah, right. and then he ended up, you know, went to Europe, I think, probably for a better deal, and now he's stuck over there in Europe, so he went to Britain because they'd play him. You know, some guys are addicted, you know. They can't give it up, so, yeah, it's too bad. I asked Pat Micheletti about the family, and, you know, he's a Hibbing guy, and he says, yeah, they're well-known up there, and his dad played for UMD, too. Hmm. So, but he was a contributor on the UMD, one of their national championship teams.
Yeah, he scored the overtime goal that sent him to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever win a championship with UMD?
I think he was. I think he did win one.
Didn't they win it back to back?
Yeah, back to back, and they won 3 in 5 years or something like that. Speaking of hockey and the Gophers, how about the Bucky Badger with former Mankato coach Mike Hastings, with the assistance of several former Mavericks, defeated the Mavericks. What's the kid's name? Sassy? Whatever his name is.
That was mentioned in the tailgating lot Saturday afternoon before the football game.
So they are not, after all Hastings did for him, we don't like him.
This guy went from, he was going to have not only a statue, they were probably going to rename North Mankato to Mike Hastings. That's how much he was loved, to now. They can't stand him.
Because he took a...
Well, he left.
That's these... Yeah, and he took 3 or 4 players with him, plus several recruits. Yes, who are very good players.
Yep.
And the interesting thing is, his ace recruiter at Mankato, Todd Knott, was offered the Mankato job and went to Wisconsin.
Right.
And Hastings got him more money to coach, to be the assistant of Wisconsin.
Than MSU was going to give him.
MSU. Luckily, MSU is still in the CCHA, so they'll be in the first division, but they won't be dominant anymore.
Not anymore.
It'll take a while.
Well, between that and the rise of St. Thomas, they're in trouble.
St. Thomas is going to get... if you're an Edina kid and you got your choice between St. Thomas or...
Mankato, you're going to St. Thomas.
St. Thomas.
Yep.
Who's our new? Where did we get the new coach?
He was in the USHL, I believe. I can look that up here. Hang on.
That's where they got Hastings too. He was
because he looks like, if you see a picture of him,
bald.
He looks like Mike's little brother.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
There wasn't a hell of a lot of hair featured when the Moscow Hastings showdown, man. They'd call me Curly in that game compared to those guys. God almighty, those guys are bald.
Strand is his name. Strand, and he came...
Miami, Ohio.
Darn it.
No,
I just had
it
here a second ago. He was an assistant at Ohio State last year.
You know what drives me crazy about hockey? Mankato comes, Wisconsin comes in, plays a hell of a game, beats them Thursday night. Then Saturday was a close game, but the Thursday night they beat them 5-2. And we, in Moscow, I love Moscow, but we got to say how rotten our team effort was, right?
Yep.
Nope, the other team never beats you, right? It's always, they gave it the better effort than right. You. Everson does that, about every other defeat with Everson. Oh, we played good tonight, that sport gives less credit to their opponent than any sport. Sometimes the other team comes in and plays great, and you get your ass kicked.
Right.
Why don't we admit that? We won't admit that in hockey. Well, it's weird. It is weird.
All right.
But the great thing about basketball is you can come in, and if you shoot 35%, we can all say, well, they didn't make any shots. Hockey, it's effort.
Grit.
No,
we need more grit.
Yeah, we need. Yeah, we didn't. What's the new word? It's not grit. It's something. The other word that they use.
Desire.
Yeah. No, it's something. Some other thing. Some other thing.
Determination.
Means the same as grit. But it's, Moscow lit them up. Now, you can't do that 2 days in a row. So when they lose Friday, he thought they played a lot better. But. I don't know. I just once in a while say, the boys gave her a try, and we weren't quite good enough tonight, but maybe we can beat them next night.
Right.
And by the way, our goalie wasn't too... Or just say, the goalie wasn't too good tonight. So, but you can't say that either. So you got to blame it on grit.
Before we go, we need to hear about your friends at the Valley Group, Patrick.
I was just checking this out. Jim Paul and Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers Hastings and... Apple Valley, my guys at Apple Valley, you should see the interest rates they're having now. There's a 1.9 for the SUVs. There's a 0.9 for the Sierra trucks. Lowest prices in several years for these vehicles. They're price to move, as we say in the car business, the 2023s. And I was looking at the 2024s, too. So get out there, and they will make you a heck of a deal, Jim Paul's Valley Group and Brett Paul's Valley Group of GM Dealers. How about that interest rate? 1.9.
I think the mayor is so excited about that interest rate, he's going
to
go check it out.
House. He's leaving. He's heading out there right now. That's right. Get out there.
That's a hell of an interest rate.
7% for a house, 1.9 for a SUV.
You live in a car.
There you go.
0.9. It's almost free. So, just go out there and make your deal. I bought my last 5 cars there. I can swear by them. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM Dealers, Apple Valley, and Hastings. Tell them Monday Night Sports Talk sent you. This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
We've been telling you about the Canopy Group for the last few years, and the Canopy Group has 16 companies and 40 professionals. We have revolutionized the home and auto insurance marketplace. We have a challenge for you. Please call your current home and auto insurance agent and have him or her shop your insurance with 16 different companies and provide the pricing from their top 5 companies. Be prepared for a long pause. Why? Because most agents only have one company, so they can't do this. Furthermore, these agents are counting on the fact that you won't shop around either. Call the Canopy Group and we'll do the shopping for you. We'll provide you with the best results from our top five companies. We have 16 to choose from, and we'll show you those with the best coverage for the best price on your home and auto insurance. And remember, once you're a client of the Canopy Group, you'll be part of our annual review program where we do this for you again and again. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com.